How'd you hurt your back?
Okay, so out of nowhere, this big sneeze came. I sneezed, my back went ba-doink.
Oh no!
Did it actually make that sound?
It felt like ba-doink. Right, like not the top part of my back, not the lower back, right smack in the middle center. Of my back went ba-doink.
Yeah.
Like just below the shoulder blades.
And now he's got a camel hump.
Yeah. Back so, there. I mean, it's gotten better in the last couple of days. But like 2-3 days ago, I was like, oh my God. If I had to cough or sneeze or anything else, like, yeah. I saw the guy in the beginning of Angel of Death there.
Well, you were asking me, how did Jennifer fix her back when she's.
Right. She hurt her back.
She's on now.
Oh. What did you do?
Hey. Hi. Good morning. Oh, AJ, I'm so sorry. I've actually had the very same injury just by reaching for something, and then you just kind of tweak the middle of your back.
Yep.
That's called the thoracic region, and it can be so painful. Like, did it even hurt when you were, like, take a dip? Like, if you deeply inhale, even that would make it hurt?
It hurt when I did anything.
Yeah.
It would hurt if I farted. So,
really?
That hurts all of us.
Yeah, right. Especially as you get older.
That was a good answer.
It even hurts me over here. But, you know, really the best thing is just Advil, because I don't think you have any allergies to Advil. Take Advil. And really the big friend is stretching, massage.
Stretching.
Massage. I don't know when that's going to happen.
He's double jointed.
I can't reach
and
back.
Not for anything.
Yeah.
AJ, Chaz has very nice hands, and he can come over to the other side and massage the middle of your back right now.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
I'll videotape
that's
that.
That's not going to happen.
AJ and I are on the same page
there. Neither party wants that at all.
No.
We even go to the bathroom at the same time.
We feel weird if we're going to the bathroom at the same time.
I'll wait.
Yeah.
Crossing swords.
No. Ever. Why is he here?
Because we love him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, you sure?
Your work wife. Kathy's your work wife. You can just kind of hop over there, just, you know, dig.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, jeez.
Where'd she go?
Oh. Do we write that down?
Yeah, that gets written down.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Oh, because I'm going to pay for that later.
I appreciate that.
That matters.
Oh, she's going to massage your neck with her hands.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to get a good massage later.
It's on the wrong side. It's the back of my neck that hurts.
Wait.
All right, call in the ridiculous way you hurt yourself. Everybody on gets in the running for Peter Frampton tickets. Pam and Winstead.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good.
I did this when I was younger. A bunch of us kids decided to play Monopoly on a shed.
Monopoly?
One day.
Okay.
And
wait, you're playing Monopoly on the shed roof?
On the roof.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, your kids, you do.
Parents
like
didn't
that,
like you.
All right.
Go play on the roof.
Yeah, we were like, I was like 9, I think.
All right.
And my grandmother came out.
It's a long game.
On her little balcony and she saw us. My sister decides to jump off the roof. I try to gradually climb down and put my foot on a fence post.
Oh no!
But it had wire on it, and I slid and I cut the inside of my thigh up all the way up my leg.
Oh, ouch.
And they didn't even give me stitches. They just put butterflies on it.
I guess that counts, right? That's a ridiculous
like real
way.
Butterflies?
Yes.
The real ones? The real butterflies?
Well, caterpillars at first.
It became butterflies.
It was a butterfly. It was a caterpillar first, yes.
Right. Right. Oh. All right, Pam, thank you, and yes. You're in the running.
And stay off the roof.
Hope your thighs
thank
are better.
Thank you.
Mattitude.
She's thigh master.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
You
Happy
too.
Back at you, man.
Okay, I was about 17, 18 years old. We were at a keg party in the woods, and we got raided by the cops.
Whoops.
So I take off running, and you know how sometimes when you run so fast, your feet, kind of, you can trip yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah, so control, basically.
Yeah, your body's not keeping up with your feet.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So I tripped and I rolled, and when I jumped up, I went head first right into a telephone pole.
Oh.
Ouch.
Wow.
And the cops were right behind me, and they said, Matt, we know who you are. What are you running from? We're going to catch you anyways. We'd be waiting at your house.
Oh, man. I just wanted to peach over there.
Yeah. I got my bell rung, and, of course, my father was not happy at all.
No.
So
did you break the pole?
I got a double whooping. So.
Wow.
That is ridiculous.
Yep. It is.
And you are in the running. Thank you, Mattitude. Glad you're okay.
Yes. Now, Polish.
Greg, Long Island. You're not in the running, but we'll hear your story.
What you got, dude?
Hey, good morning, guys. So my story actually happened at a Slayer show. I was seeing Slayer at their farewell tour at Jones Beach like 5 or 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I survived the mosh pit. I was slamming around going nuts. Like, you know when bands are doing their final bow and they're throwing out, like, guitar picks and drumsticks and
yes.
stuff? I'm looking up at the front of the stage. Drumstick goes over my head. This, like, 300-pound dude comes up behind me. I didn't see him coming. He dives for the stick, takes my leg out. I tore ligaments in my ankle. I was in a boot for, like, 2 months.
Oh.
So that's my Slayer damage story.
Wow.
You didn't even get the slam dance.
The drumstick.
Did you get his number?
And I didn't even get the drumstick. No, yeah. I got nothing. All I got was a boot.
You got a broke stick.
I hung up on my wife in the last break.
You did.
That's going to go over
well. She's back.
You better get some flowers.
You were so dead.
She's back.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay. Here's how I was ridiculously injured. Picture this. Okay, I'm playing Atari with my brother. It's the 80s. My brother takes great pleasure in tackling and roughhousing with me. We're fighting over a cartridge, and then I could see it's getting rather heated, so I said, okay, it's time for me to disembark. I run through the house. I run to my bedroom. I go to slam my bedroom door shut to keep him away from me. My brother is on the other side of the door, jams the door open. My left foot gets stuck under the door and shears the top of my foot.
Ah! Oh! Is what she said.
I almost felt that.
Ooh.
It sounded like a curtain going up.
Baby skin. That is baby skin.
It was baby skin. Now it's a wool covering.
And that story I like better is the one where you you had your 80s hair. Can you tell that real quick? And then I'm going to the phones.
Yes. My brother, again, was with me. We were in my bedroom. We were listening to Cinderella, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And nice. I had big hair. And I was, you know how girls, like, fluff the side of their hair with their hands, and they throw their head forward and pull their head back to fluff it?
Yeah.
I threw my head forward right next to my brother, and I slammed my forehead on my and I had this big egg on my forehead.
That's when you comb your hair forward.
But at least the hair looked good. So,
Eagle's nest.
Yeah. Now you need to comb the hair over
the eagle's nest.
Who's this chick with the big hair and the lump on her head? She's hot.
I had to grow my bangs.
Eagle's nest. A giant egg. All right, hon. Nice job. Love you.
Okay. Bye.
See ya. Bye. Oh, I don't get to love you now.
Yep.
It's over.
She can use her foot later on and kick your ass. Yeah,
right. Ricardo in Wallingford.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
So, I was about 15 years old, and I had walked to this family-owned junkyard, which was right down the street from our house, and we were just walking around through the yard looking at cars, what are all smashed up, and inside one of them was an old, like, Kenwood speakers, you know, with a big dial.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, you know, it's nice. You know, my father had one. I was like, oh, this is awesome. So the windshield was all smashed in. So I reached my hand in, and when I pulled it out, I was like, oh, man, this thing must be leaking something because there's all water coming on my hand. So I dropped it on the ground. When I dropped it on the ground, I realized it wasn't water. It was blood.
You were raining blood.
I cut my hand in the windshield
blood.
Because you know how it – you know how it cubes up when you smash it?
Yeah.
So it cut the vein on the top of my hand.
Oh.
And when I looked at my hand, I noticed that there was like this bubble in it. And I was like, maybe that's the skin. When I pushed on it, it was a piece of glass that got stuck underneath the skin on the vein.
Yeah.
It was cold out because it was wintertime. So I reached in, pulled the piece of glass out, and it just started bleeding profusely.
Right. Put it back in. Put it back in.
Like I said, it was like wintertime, so I grabbed a piece of snow that I found and put it on the top of it.
I'm good.
Walked to my house.
Yeah.
And then my father put a Band-Aid on it with duct tape.
Oh, yes.
Dad
old school.
Duct tape.
I remember those days.
This is back when you would pay your hospital bills.
Yeah.
It's
like, with a duct tape.
Yeah, get some water napkins over there and some duct tape.
All right.
Did you keep the speaker?
Good question.
No.
Oh,
it was all destroyed by blood.
All for naught.
All for nothing.
All right, Ricardo, you're in the running for Peter Frampton tickets. Thank you, brother.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Angie in Brantford.
I got this one hands down.
Wow. Confident.
Confidence.
My old deck. It was the railing
mouthpiece.
Was higher than me.
Mouthpiece.
Yeah. And I had a
mouthpiece.
We can't hear you.
Mouthpiece. Talk into the mouthpiece, please.
You're a little muffled.
You're muffled.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Okay, just go ahead. I give up.
Jesus. My phone's a piece of crap.
Okay. It definitely is.
Well, we agree.
I know what to get you for Christmas.
Please,
go ahead.
Please continue.
Thank you. My old deck, the railing was higher than me. I'm only 5'1".
Okay.
And it was, the railing was loose. So I stood on the ground and I took a hammer and I was trying to bang it off. And I hit the railing. And the hammer turned around and hit me with the claw side in the side of my head.
Wow.
And my ex-husband didn't find me till he got home 8 hours later.
Oh, wow. Oh, you knocked yourself out.
Even the birds stopped flying around.
Yeah. The birds were knocked out.
5'1".
Laying around you.
Oh, so tired from flying.
5'1", 110 pounds. I'm little.
Oh, I see. She was laying down so long. The birds just got tired.
Yeah, they just got exhausted.
They're like, yeah, we're done.
Yep, I went cigarette. To hit that thing, and the hammer spun around, and I got the claw right in my head.
Wow.
Oh,
nice.
My ex-husband came home 8 hours later and found me on the ground with the hammer in my head.
Wait, the hammer was stuck in your head?
It was the part of it was, yeah.
Okay.
The claw part.
The claw part.
Yay, yay, yay. All right.
Yeah, that explains a lot right there, right?
Yeah.
Yep. According to Stanley.
Christ.
Call in the ridiculous way you hurt yourself. 203-882-9757. Dave Russell, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
When I heard this, I immediately thought, well, first of all, the last one, the lady with the hammer in her head, nailed it. That's pretty good.
She's hammerhead. There.
Hammerhead. That's her favorite shark.
Yep.
So,
can you move your phone just a little bit, Dave?
Sure. How about now?
One more time.
How about now?
Better.
Okay.
Okay. So, my brother and I at my grandmother's house up in Southport, Connecticut. We had soda cans, Shasta root beer, I remember.
Shasta.
I remember Shasta.
Oh, foamy.
From back in the day.
Yep.
So we're shaking them up and we're shooting each other. So I decide that I'm going to Joe Namath this thing straight up into the air because I really want to shake it up. And I did the Wile E. Coyote thing. I took my eyes off of it. So I started walking away. And the next thing I know, I'm face down in my grandmother's lawn. So I'm like, whoa, and there's a can of Shasta laying there. So I bend over to pick it up, and this golf divot of hair and scalp lands on the ground, the top of my head where it hit me.
Wow.
And I'm bleeding like a hemophiliac on blood thinner. And, you know, my father at the time was a very, you know, seasoned fire captain. So I go into my grandmother's house. My brother's crying. I'm, like, in shock. And my father, with his ultimate sympathy, grabs one of the dirty dish rags from my grandmother's kitchen.
Plug the dirty dish rag.
Just plug it up.
Yeah. So, and then when he used the word buster, that meant I was in serious, serious trouble.
Right.
So he slams this thing on top of my head and goes, whatever you do, buster, don't get any blood on the rug.
Wow. Old school dad.
That's right.
That's how we grew up.
Hold that towel.
Yep.
Duct tape and dirty towels.
What flavor was
and
it?
And then, you know, back in the day when we had Park City ER, I went there to get, you know, stitches and whatever else. So if I ever lose my, if I ever go bald, I'm going to make Frankenstein look like Brad Pitt, the amount of stitches I've had in my head, which explains a lot of I'm okay, you're okay thoughts.
Since you have an S for Shasta.
Yeah. But I mean, I just remember bending down and, you know, I just remember it looked like a golf divot of hair just laying there, you know, the good old days, right?
Right.
Yeah. Man, if there was some ring camera of that.
Yep.
That footage.
Yeah. Viral.
I'd watch that over and over.
Right.
I would have won 10 grand on the funniest video, that's for sure.
Or a soda endorsement.
Oh, my God, that dirty dish towel. That just brought back really bad memories because that thing was just so funky and so bad.
Yep.
And I would walk in the house. I just, like, had ice cream, and there's ice cream on my face. My mother would take that
and rub it.
This is horrible!
Oh,
why don't you just wipe your ass on my face?
I think I was cleaner before.
That was used for everything from wiping down the counters, wiping your face, to
everything.
The dog had dingleberries.
Just grab them. If he has a turd hanging out of his chute, you just grab it.
Not the dingleberry cloth!
With the hair on it.
That smell when it's going over your face is like, Jesus, what are you doing to me?
He can't identify like a lawnmower.
It. You're not helping.
It smells like everything. It smells like
mildew.
Somebody pooped out a foot.
Every nasty thing in the house.
I would rather have a homeless guy's sock on my head than that dish towel.
Yeah.
If you were close enough, your dad would have grabbed it.
All right, Dave. Thank you. I love you, brother.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
That's why we
all have guys, stay safe.
Good immune systems, man.
Mm. It's true.
Why?
I must have made everything work.
Yeah.
Doc on the road.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
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 I would say gentlemen, but I know you better.
Thank
you.
Mouthpiece.
Appreciate that.
What are we doing over here?
Hang on. Got to put the window up. It's getting windy out there.
Thank you.
How's that?
Much better.
Thank you. All right. My story is not as good as most. But, and by the way, I love the way...
Then why don't we just save the time here? We'll put you in the running. All right? Well, you're in the running, Doc.
Hey. Come on. Give me a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, you're not selling it. Let's get to it.
All right. Listen. I love the way Dave said he was bleeding like a hemophilia.
Bill and Killingworth. You're in the running.
Yeah.
We're going to be
trying to keep
moving
for everybody.
Is he bigger than me? I'm going to start running now.
Bill and Killingworth.
Bill?
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So this happened 35 years ago, and I remember like it was yesterday. I was a 10-year-old helping my father cut the meat for the ham pie. And my job was to unkey the canned ham.
Oh.
So you turn the key, and it goes all the way around.
Yes.
I made it all the way around.
Yep.
I'm sitting across the table from my father, and the key comes off. And I said, I got this. And before he could even say a word, I grabbed the metal, and I pulled it as hard as I could.
It's like grabbing a razor blade.
Anyone who has a similar injury knows the severity of it. And I turned white. He turned white, and I was placed in the bathroom, and I woke up on the bathroom floor.
Yep.
And nobody had ham pie that day.
Dead bloody ham pie. Dead bloody ham pie.
And they're still upset.
That year. It was slightly painted.
But couldn't get the bloody ham pie again.
No ham pie.
No bloody ham pie.
What are you talking about?
Bloody ham pie.
Just put his finger back on and let's have the pie.
It was a crack house.
Poor Billy's still trying to tell us about his injury.
Like, bloody ham pie. We put it in a pie.
No, we
know the difference.
We left you already.
If you find the finger, then you win the prize.
Cold herons is a pie with blood on it.
I said I wanted bloody ham pie, not bloody ham pie.
Became a bad Monty Python over here.
Wow. That's one of those cuts where the blood's afraid to come out for like 5 seconds.
Hey, wait,
just slice, and you look, you're like, whoa. And the blood's like, are you ready? Because here I come.
Just give me a second. I'll be right there.
Oh.
It's a clean cut, so the stitches, it was easy to patch up. But I carry the scars on my finger, and every time I look down, I think of the ham pie in the year it didn't have ham.
Ham pie!
Ham pie. That is two words that shouldn't be together.
No.
Ham.
Yeah, ham and pie.
Pie.
Right.
I'll have ham.
Right.
Pie sounds great.
Yeah. Right.
Not
ham pie.
Yeah. Ham pie.
Especially with the ham jelly. Floating ham jelly. Remember the ham jelly in there? In those cans?
That's instead of that song, Hand Jive.
Right.
Ham pie.
Ham pie.
Give me a crazy ham pie.
Ham pie.
Do that crazy ham pie.
Wow.
Dang.
Oh, Doc on the road is back. Doc, we put you in, man.
Jeez.
You're in.
Yeah, I know.
You're in.
I know.
He's going to start again.
All right.
Okay, you're going to tell this story now?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. Back when I was a young man, I'm kind of an old mess right now. But
all right, goodbye.
You don't need to do all this commentary.
Yeah, get to the point.
Back when I was a young boy, man. I'm an old man now.
I can think of younger days.
We used to eat the ham pie 71, right maybe out of the 1972. Can. I can't really be sure of the time.
Back when sodas were 5 cents.
The Kaiser
was coming everywhere, and ham pie.
The Kaiser was coming.
We loved our ham pie and back when ham pies were a thing.
Had to chase ham ourselves. Had to can him.
If he ever sees me, he's just going to strangle me.
This was, of course, before the Titanic was found. It was still missing at the time. But I remember distinctly because they were talking about it on the news that day.
When dirt was invented.
We did find the finger, finally, down in the shipwreck.
He's calling back again. Like, no, this time I'm going to get it on the air.
What you have to remember is this was before cell phones, of course.
I remember when they
back when Ma would go on the porch and whistle first to come home.
Yep, she'd ring that bell when dinner time was ready.
And we'd all go in and get ham pie.
I remember my pet dinosaur.
We didn't have remotes for the television. I would have to get up and change the channel.
Yep.
Rough times. Can still hear the sounds of our shoes running down the street, getting back for dinner.
You guys sound like a really bad Peppered Farm commercial.
Auntie May, ringing that bell. Oh. Ding, 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 ding. We knew it. It was time.
I'm going to have a ridiculous way you hurt yourself story. It's going to be, I was doing this event, and this guy named Doc came up to me and punched me in the face.
And then called
us. Apparently, I hung up on him a few times.
Yeah.
Doc, I'm sorry, man, but you are in the running for the tickets.
Yes.
We're going to take one more quick call. Jen in Stanford.
Hi.
Get to it.
Listen, when I was 7 years old, which I am not any longer, I had really long hair, and my mom used to wash my hair in our bathtub that didn't have a shower hose, so I used to have to get my hair rinsed in our kitchen. This particular night, I went out, I slid across the kitchen floor, fell into an open dishwasher, put a carving knife all the way through my chest from my side right into the center of my chest. I was scared, didn't want to go to the hospital. I pulled it back out, put it back in the dishwasher, wrapped myself in a towel. Took me to the emergency room. They didn't know how I was alive. Didn't hit my lungs, didn't hit my heart.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Was it against you?
More of a story.
Wow.
People, put your knives facing down in the dishwasher.
Oh, right. Yes.
This is my nightmare.
And also close the dishwasher.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty much my nightmare, too.
Oh, yeah. And she pulled it out.
I had already spent 27 days in the hospital because I shattered my elbow. So I was not going back. And, of course, you're not supposed to pull a knife back out.
No. But you're King of England.
A lot of lessons were learned.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a damn good knife.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
I'll remember this story for the rest of my life, and I'll talk about it all weekend.
You are alive, right?
Yeah.
And every time I load my dishwasher, I'm going to think of your story.
Yep.
Thank you, Jen.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.